Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. So, kind of in between on the podcast, in between city council meetings, but I thought one thing we would maybe update a little bit is, you know, you talked a lot about the lake and some of those things, and I know you had ongoing conversations, so just thought maybe we could update on that, how things are moving.
Yeah, so the next meeting will be the 22nd. You know, we're going to have a couple of individuals there at least, having conversations about, you know, steps forward. You know, I think I mentioned last week, you know, working with soil and water conservation to apply for a grant for the watershed plan that has to be really part of an EPA grant, you know, the 319 grant that'll come around, you know, August of next year or so. So we, you know, we've got some due diligence to do in the meantime. You know, again, it's you know, again, triaging what do we need to do now? You know, we had some dam repairs that we did earlier this year. There's some sealing that needs to be done on some cracks that we're actually going to start doing here right away. Now, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, the water level's pretty low. So, you know, it's got some areas there that we can start working on that as well. So, again, it's just going to be a more, you know, complete approach to the lake, to the maintenance. You know, not only is it just the siltation, you know, the filling up, but it's also, you know, the infrastructure, the dam, things like that. But, again, it's part of a plan. We have to put the plan in place, you know, figure out exactly what we're going to do, and then how much it's going to cost and where we're going to pay for it, realizing that we're going to have to try to phase this in. So, yeah, again, I mentioned this last week. It's, you know, it's become priority, kind of number one for me now, you know, based on the concerns expressed by the citizens, and rightfully so.
We talked a little bit about the river and the intake situation there. Just kind of updating on that. It's something that is a good idea, but it's not an overnight fix.
Oh, no. And so then, you know, and you've covered that a little bit from our podcast last week. And I saw, you know, there's been some questions about, you know, was the intake included as part of this, the new water treatment plant that we're building? And so the answer to that was back in, you know, this project started in 2018, the planning, the design, and then there were, you know, multiple grants and loans that were being applied for, some the city was awarded, some that they weren't, and they had to revisit it. Again, that's 2018. So fast forward to 2024 when the final, you know, plans, and then, you know, they were preparing the bid packets and all that. You know, the project was originally estimated, and don't quote me on these numbers, mm-hmm. but for the sake of discussion, you know, originally it was $20 to $21 million. Well, then when the bid started coming in, it was $25 million just for the water treatment plant and the line that, you know, the line that leads from the lake to the new water treatment plant. So that didn't leave room in there for the intake discussion, which again is very, very important. And then now here we are that we actually have the bids and you know, the ground is, you know, as you can see, the dirt's flying out there right now. So we're well underway as far as construction. You know, the project's now closer to $26 million. So I had a conversation with our engineer, Lee from Milano Grunlow, you know, to get an understanding of the history of how that happened. And so, you know, the decision was made, you know, I guess maybe earlier this year, end of last year, you know, that, you know, we had to move forward with the water treatment plant. That funding has been out there for a while, and there was threats of it maybe going away. So we needed to move forward with the water treatment plant. So the intake discussion, you know, unfortunately had gotten tabled at that time. So I asked Lee, you know, what do we need to do? You know, and, you know, these are rough numbers. We need to have an engineer. We need a new group to come in or maybe Lee's group to look at the intake that hasn't worked. And, you know, it didn't work for whatever reason. You know, that component itself is probably an estimated $2 million. And then if we were even able to get that intake working, you're going to need lines to run from that intake to the new water treatment plant. So add another in today's cost. You know, if we compare it to the line that's running, the new line running from the lake to the water treatment plant, probably about the same distance, another couple million dollars. So in addition to the $26 million water treatment plant, You know, then you add another $4 million for the intake. You know, now you're at $30 million. Where's that money going to come from? But as I said to the crowd, you know, to the people last week, and I've said to you as well, I mean, you know, that secondary source of water, we have to identify how we're going to be able to fix that. It's just going to be a phased in approach, like a lot of the things we do, and a lot of it's going to be dependent on grant funding.
Yeah, absolutely. So talking about the water treatment plant, they've broken ground. They're underway. They're doing some work.
Yeah. So, yeah, first off, apologize to anybody affected by the dirt. I mean, they are moving dirt, you know, and that's great. I used to see activity there. It's dusty, obviously. You know, there is a dust mitigation plan. If it gets worse, then, you know, there may be some things we need to do, kind of watering it down a little bit. But people drive by now that trees, you know, you realize when those tree line that was kind of off of what is Orchard Street are gone now. Yep. It opens that area up. And so you can really see, you know, progress starting to happen. So we're excited about it. And another win for the community. So, you know, that ground was donated to us from Walt Barenfinger and his family. And, you know, and so some of that dirt, you know, there's a lot of dirt that's being moved. Well, a lot of that dirt as of today is now going to the YMCA. So we were able to, you know, the Walt's worked out, not a deal, but he's giving them the, you know, giving that dirt, or the city is in essence. And so they are, we went in and put a culvert in that north end of the Y across the street from where they're getting ready to do some exciting things with some ball diamonds, mm-hmm. and things like that. So another community benefit to a project like that is we're able to use that fill dirt to supplement other projects in town.
Very good. So, you know, when you see it come to fruition, it does give you a good feeling.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, this, as I started this podcast, 2018 is when this whole conversation started, and, you know, now we're in 2025, almost 2026, and, you know, and again, as we continue to want to grow the community, you know, there's certain necessities, and, you know, quality water source obviously is at the very top of that list. You know, I do see there's comments about the location. Again, the location was selected because it is sent, you know, the lake is our water source, right? We're not getting water from the river. And as we continue to expand, we have to expand west. So to have that more centrally located, you know, kind of in a commercial area, you know, made sense. And so that's kind of why it's there. And, you know, we're just excited. We'll actually have an official groundbreaking when the contractor gets their, you know, their construction trailer and things in place. Probably the, you know, the second, probably that week of the 22nd, or maybe that last week of September, we'll have an official groundbreaking to kick off the construction.
I did have one comment that was made to me. So, you know, we talked a lot about the lake and the siltation and things like that, but this is not, I mean, it's something that has to be done, but it's not like, you're not worried about a crisis with the water.
Oh, no, not at all. No, no. Again, I mean, that's, it's all really part of lake management. And again, it's magnified because it is our water source, right? So, you know, when the lake was built back in the 60s, you know, comment was, well, the life expectancy of a lake is 50 years. Well, that's 50 years if you don't maintain it. We don't, you know, good Lord willing, we don't anticipate any type of issue. We don't have any issues now. We're still pulling the water from the lake. We again, this new plant will be more efficient, you know, allow us, you know, to do things and operate in a more efficient manner than we currently do, which is going to be a win for everybody. But then in the meantime, it gives us this opportunity to address the lake needs, which, you know, again, is this something we have to do as part of our ongoing, you know, safety concern management, you know, planning stages.
So we had the boat races at the lake this past weekend. It seemed like everything. I know they did have one wreck.
Yeah,
I
mean, unfortunately, I mean, first lap, first race. did suffer, I guess, understand a broken arm. Yeah. Other than that, okay. I think it went really well. I mean, it was very well attended. I was out for the drivers' meeting myself, Letitia, Scott. And all the lake crew when they had the driver's meeting on Saturday morning. I had another commitment out of town, but I got to attend on Sunday. Again, a very nice crowd. So I understand Saturday was very well attended. Sunday, very well attended. We had a couple of food trucks. The lake, again, you know, I've said this many times, but Scott and his team out there, the lake just looks really good, great. The participants, you know, the two groups that we had two different groups racing, Couldn't have been more complimentary. The lake really sets up well for that type, that style of racing. And it's my understanding their next meeting as a group will be in November. They want to come back. You know, realistically, they'll probably even move it up. It'll become earlier in their season. You know, again, no definitive dates, but maybe something more like in July. But yeah, I think overall it was a great, great event. Thanks to everybody who came out, took part of it. You know, the Fayette County EMA was out there. The emergency management group was out there the whole weekend. Rural Med was out there. And again, just congratulations to Letitia Scott and everybody out the lake for all the effort that they put into it.
Yeah, and the weather cooperated very well.
Yeah. Yes. So. Yeah, it got a little windy, a little breezy, which in that kind of racing, you know, you can't, you don't really want. But other than the temperatures, everything was great. So, yeah, it just really showcased what I think is one of the biggest assets we have in this community is our lake.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast talking about Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at VandaliaRadio.com.